In the Pacific region, 2 in every 3 women will experience physical or sexual violence, among the worst rates of gendered violence in the world. Last week, UN Women Australia launched their spring campaign to end endemic levels of violence against women in the Pacific region.
There are people who've been through indescribable pain and suffering because of violence against women. We owe it to those people who've suffered so much to ensure that it isn't perpetuated. And because at the moment, we're still stuck in a lot of these patterns that continue to feed violence against women.
Katrina Stanfield is UN Women Australia's youth delegate on the status of women. She explained how the campaign works.
All the proceeds that go from the events that are held throughout September will go to UN Women's Pacific Facility Fund, which is a fund established in 2009, which provides funding in the form of small grants to individuals and small groups in the Pacific to take a grassroots approach to eliminating violence against women.
Despite the importance of the issue, the fund is struggling to gain support. Katrina Stanfield says people are sceptical about aid packages and whether they really work.
There's a lot of questions around aid and development. People are sometimes quite sceptical about whether it is effective and whether they should be putting their money towards it. The one thing I really want to say is that the UN Women's Pacific Facility Fund is really, really effective because it does take that grassroots approach, and it takes very creative approaches too, such as getting women to do TV programs about violence or doing plays in schools about violence against women that help young women and young men to identify violence against women and help them to speak up about it. So that's my message, is that it works. Get behind it, donate a bit of money, and also keep talking about this issue, because silence is what allows it to be perpetuated.
But why are rates of gender abuse so high in the Pacific? South Australian Greens MLC Tammy Franks is supporting the UN Women's Spring Campaign. She thinks the status of women in the Pacific is a wider political issue.
The work that we've seen done on a global level on violence against women and recognising that it's a human rights abuse has only been the last few decades. But in the Pacific, those nations have been very slow to come to the party of addressing that as something that their governments need to take leadership on. Only in the last decade, if at all, yet some of them are still in the processes of grappling with actually signing on to United Nations conventions and so on.
Tammy Franks thinks it's vital that we take the issue up here in Australia, as governments in the Pacific pay the issue of violence against women very little attention.
We're looking at countries that don't have fair and free elections, that have very few women, if any, in their parliaments. Most of the Pacific nations have 0 women. Those who do have some women, it's actually a very small number, and certainly nowhere near the critical mass that you need to get real change.
Greens MLC, Tammy Franks. Women's rights activist Sue Gilby offers an explanation for why women are subjected to such endemic levels of violence in the Pacific.
You won't find it out by talking to governments, you won't find it out by talking to public servants, but you will find it out if you talk to women on the ground.
She thinks the vulnerable nations in the Pacific have suffered from a regional militarisation since World War II, which has seen many US bases established in the area.
When they're imposed on a country, a military base, they actually build their own compounds, and so they have their own supermarkets, their own schools, their own churches, their own hospitals. And by doing that, they dispossess a whole lot of people. There's a level of frustration that quite often it's the indigenous people of that particular piece of land that suffer. And that level of frustration takes itself out in many ways. And it's one of these, it's almost like a pecking order. The women are treated really, really badly. And often I've heard of cases where they're sold as children because people are starving. And so they sell a girl child to the military base to be raised as a sex slave. And that commodifies women. It gives the idea that they are something that able to be bought and sold, and that prevails then, that attitude prevails.
Whatever the reason, Katrina Stanfield says now is the time to act.
Unless we take really decisive action, both here in Australia and overseas, and see it as a problem that's affecting women all across the world, then we're not going to get too far. So we really need everyone to make this their issue. It affects our mothers, sisters, daughters, and it has an impact on our communities. So it's a really, really important issue.